Well, on Friday in the Sun-Times, there was an interesting headline about WGN-TV picking up games. I saw WGN-TV and pickup games, and I thought immediately, wait a minute, do they want to televise my Sunday softball games? But no, Jeff Agrest's column was about the possibility that WGN-TV might step in here and televise Sox baseball, maybe down the road, Bulls, Blackhawks. Jeff's on with us now. Good morning. That column of yours created quite a stir over the weekend. What's been the fallout, Jeff?
Well, it was funny because after I published the column, I got a call from an industry guy who said, boy, this is very exciting. This is going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Everybody wants it to happen. It's going to happen. And then a little later, I got a call from another industry person saying, there's no chance in heck this is going to happen. It's not going to work. I don't know what you're talking about. So the response has been wide and varied, but there is definitely interest. There's always been interest from WGN to get back into the local sports scene. It's just been hard to make happen. But like I've written and like I've been told, there are ways to make this happen. It just has to be very, very detailed and very nuanced, and has to have a lot of ways for it to work for both sides for it to come true.
You had a line in your story that I think it said, if the teams are agreeable. So does this mean that so far all of this talk is mostly from the WGN-TV side of the table?
No, I think there is interest on the CHSN side because they need to get their signal out there more widespread than it is. And it is over the air on those sub-channels of Channel 62. But if you get on Channel 9, you're given instant credibility because that's just where sports, as everyone knows, has been in this city for decades. What's tricky, though, is that there are so many technical parts of this. There's the retransmission issue where WGN receives retransmission fees from Comcast to air its over-the-air signal. And one person had said to me, well, if they ask Comcast for a surcharge on those retransmission fees, Comcast will say, you know, go scratch, and we're going to black out your games. So WGN would have to be careful not to irritate Comcast to make that to prevent that from happening. Like I said, it's a very tricky situation, but all I'm hearing is that there are ways to make this work, and like I said, it just has to be befitting for both sides.
Hey, Jeff, are we talking potentially games, White Sox games, as soon as this season? And if so, any idea on how many games we might be talking about?
It could happen this season, because if you remember back in 2008, if I have the year right, when Rocky Wirtz had just become the Blackhawks chairman, he went to WGN and said, can we put some games on television? Oh, I think, no, it was actually Comcast Sportsnet at the time. Can we put some games on television? Because they hadn't had home games, essentially ever. And they made it work with a small package of games late in the season. And then the next year he went to WGN and said, hey, can we put 20 games on? And they said, we'll figure it out. And so, yeah, this can happen this season. It might not be the 20 games that would happen in a full season if it were to start at the beginning of a season. But sure, they could figure this out in the middle of a season and make it happen. Again, it would just take a lot of negotiating because you have the teams who really would love to cash in on those rights fees, but you have WGN who isn't in a position to pay those hundreds of thousands of dollars. And really now, guys, it's not the way it was back in the day, which is to say, you know, 15, 25 years ago, where those rights fees were being paid by all these channels and networks. It's not like that anymore on the local front. You have to be creative, and you have to make this happen for everybody to be happy.
Man alive, woo boy!
Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah.
I see Sports Illustrated picked up on your story, Jeff. It's on their website today.
Is this
part of a trend nationally, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh no doubt. You know, it's funny, one person said to me, no one wants to go back to broadcast television, but they go kicking and screaming because it's the place to be right now. You know, the cable operator is being riddled out. You have people going to streaming, and you have people going to broadcast TV because both have the widest distribution. So you look around the country and a lot of teams are going to local television, some with all of their games, and not just on sub-channels either. They're going on channels that are on cable carriers. So it's a lot easier to get to when you don't have a sub-channel that might be not accessible to some carriers, or if you need an antenna over the air like I have in my house, it can be scrambled by the wind or the rain or whatnot. So most teams are talking about this, and a lot of them have gone in this direction. So this is definitely a trend nationwide.
How about that?
So what does this do to the negotiations that are going on between the new sports cable channel and Xfinity, Jeff?
Well, that's the big question. You know, does CHSN want to take that risk of ticking them off by undercutting them further? You know, you could imagine what Comcast's reaction was when CHSN put that Blackhawks game on late in the season on the U on Channel 26, because that essentially was a way of getting a Blackhawks game on cable. Now, I don't think there's anything nefarious about that. They had a triple conflict with all three teams playing, and that was an easy way to solve that. But here you're talking about, you know, 40, 50 games maybe undercutting Comcast, so they can't be happy. But at the same time, CHSN might not care anymore because things aren't going their way with them. And you had Michael Reinsdorf say, accuse Comcast of being discriminatory in keeping them off the air. So there's a lot of balls in the air here, and CHSN might not really care about Comcast's reaction to this, but at some point, you do want to land there. That's the best option for all of this, and they might not want to push too far.
Jeff, this might seem kind of off the wall, and it probably is, but is there any way that this kind of a situation or relationship developing where White Sox have games on WGN could possibly spur the Cubs, even though they have marquee, to want to somehow get involved with a sample?
What's interesting, Dave, is that they're still on the popular tier on Comcast. Mm-hmm. They're still operating under short-term contracts. How they've been able to pull that off is beyond me, but they've been fortunate in that they have not been tiered to the higher tier, or worse, just removed from Comcast. When Marquee started in 2020, I pushed and longed for them to give a package of games to WGN on Sundays like they would do for the Yankees and Mets on WPIX in New York, because the reason Marquee exists is because of WGN. If there's no WGN, there's no Marquee. There's no nationwide appeal of the Cubs. So that would have been, I think, the right thing to do, to grant them a package of games and keep them involved. But from a business perspective, I understand they want all of the games. They want all of their inventory to themselves to make the money off the advertising and the cable agreement. So I completely understand that. But out of respect and deference and just human interest, I think it would have been very, very nice to have put a package of Sunday games on WGN.
Well, maybe we'll get some free games on free over-the-air TV, not just on WGN TV, but maybe Channel 26. Who knows what's going to happen? Jeff Agrest is the deputy.
Yeah, they've been very interested.
Yeah, deputy sports editor of the Sun-Times. Jeff, appreciate the time this morning. Stay on this, and we'll stay on you.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thanks.